Now this goes out to all of my beautiful people. I'm Jay Star, you know it's nice to meet ya. 7:45 a.m. catch me on the morning meetup, hosted by David Shanes.
Okay, cool. Let's get it. Okay, networking with billionaires. I have an amazing network of really, really successful people in my network. And it did not happen because I'm a cool person. It happened through some of the principles that I'm going to teach right now. So if you're having a hard time connecting with and having a network of successful people, because we all have a network. Some people are like, yo, I just don't have a network. We all have a network, meaning there are people that we know and people that know us. There are people that will take our calls and people's calls that we will take. So we all have a network. Now, shaping this network is very, very important, because that old cliche of your network is your net worth is extremely true. And I hate that. I hate, Paul, the classic information. Hold on. The classic information is always like looked at as cliche. Somebody says, yo, find your why. And then like you tune out because you heard that before, but it's a classic. Your network is your network. It's a foundational principle. When I was a basketball player, all my friends were basketball players. When I became an author, for some reason, all my friends were authors. I didn't even know no other authors in person before until I wrote a book. Then I write a book and I don't know all these people that are authors. And my network is full of authors. When I'm an entrepreneur, at one point, I didn't even know anybody that was an entrepreneur. But when I became one, for some reason, my network formed and morphed into a network of entrepreneurs. So today we're on a call, and this is a good way to start, because we see people every day and we become like a family. We connect with each other, okay? But I'm going to give you a couple of principles on networking with successful people, okay? All right, cool. Let's do it. Number one, and I got my notes. Rid yourself of broke language. The first step to networking with successful people, I'm talking about millionaires and billionaires, you got to rid yourself of broke language. Y'all know I've been reading Richest Man of Babylon. When I start using words like rid yourself. You got to rid yourself of broke language. Do y'all know that like so your language will let me know where you're from. So use certain words like shouty, finna. Where am I from? From the South. I can get it. I use words like son, B. yes, y'all know I'm from the North, right? But I can tell where your mindset is by some of the language that you use. So there are some people that come to me and they're talking to me about, have I seen this TV show, or the gossip in the news, or they come to me and say, yo, so-and-so said so-and-so, and they was like, yo, and I'm like, ooh, I don't really need to be around this. So what I had to do was I had to rid myself of broke language. I had to identify what that language is. Words like can't. Talking about my problems, I'm amongst a group. I finally find my way into a successful group of people. It was actually a network marketing company. And I started talking about all my problems, all the reason why I can't become successful. And the room gets silent. And it's almost like, yo, who invited him? Whose man's is this? That's what I hear in my head. Because I've adopted the broke language. Words like when you go out to eat and you want to add shrimp to your meal, you say, well, how much is it to add shrimp? It's these small things that let us know. Now I'm not saying like splurge, but if you want something, I mean, it's not gonna be $50, $6, $7 at the most. If you have to ask that question, you shouldn't be there. You shouldn't be in this particular. So I'm very conscious. I'm just very conscious. the words can't, negative talk. It's we have to get out of broke language first. Words like it's too expensive. Yeah, my man. So I had some broke language. I was talking to my friend Nehemiah Davis, and he was telling me how he invested in a mentorship program, and it was $53,000. And I was like, whoa, $53,000. Broke language. I couldn't imagine in that moment investing $53,000. Broke language. And I had to catch myself like, whoa. Why don't I just aspire to do it instead of, wow, as if it's too much investing in yourself. Okay. Number two, don't talk about your ideas, talk about your execution. So this is how you network with successful people. One of the best ways to network with successful people is to stop talking about your ideas. Nobody successful wants to hear your ideas. Everybody has ideas. Everybody got these ideas. Ideas without execution are like, it's so common among successful people. You need to talk about what you're currently doing. Yeah, literally every single day I get 1, 2, 3 DMs every single day, where people say, yo, I got this idea I want you to be a part of. Let's set it up. No. My answer is no. I don't want to hear what you're about to do. Especially in this podcasting space, I hate when people say, yo, I'm about to start my podcast. Why are we even talking about it then? Let me know, I'm more impressed and I'm more attracted to people that are saying, yo, I started this podcast and it's not working. There's some things. I need some advice on how to, I'm like, whoa, okay, cool. I'll give you advice on how to grow it. But to start it, do we really need that much advice on how to start? And for everybody that's listening, if you want to start a podcast, you need a microphone, a way to record it. Then you take that audio file and you upload it on a platform that's going to distribute it through different platforms like Apple Music, Spotify. So you got stuff like BuzzFeed or Buzzsprout, something like that. BuzzFeed, Libsyn, Anchor. You record the audio and you just upload it to the website. You have a podcast. Congratulations. That you could do. Now, in terms of strategy and growing it, I love entertaining those questions. But I'm telling you, and I've learned this, finding successful people, I never talk about what I'm about to do. I'm always talking about what I'm currently involved in, because I need to show you that I'm an action taker, not an idealist. I'm about to, doesn't impress anybody but you. You're impressed by the stuff you're about to do, but it doesn't impress anybody but you. So if you want to network with successful people, you need to have some sort of activity going. And that you don't need a network for. You do not need a network to get busy, to get active on whatever it is you're going to. If you need a t-shirt, if you want to build a t-shirt brand, just start selling it. Ask people. I don't care about the perfect design. Come out with a design. If people don't like it, ask them why they don't like it. Go back and start it over. Just get another design. It doesn't matter. You got to start. You got to get something going, though. We can't just sit there, because we're just not attracted to that. Okay. Number three. Accomplish something. This is how you network with successful people. You need to accomplish something at some level, some scale. Have something to show. That needs to be the number one goal of accomplishing something. So let's just say, podcasts. You started it. We don't have a whole lot of traction. However, you got 30 episodes. You got 30 bad episodes. That is okay, because you have 30 episodes. Business is tough. All right. And you have to keep your brain focused on the main thing by limiting distractions. But let me show you how business works. I'll give you some quick math.
The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, and delivering products or services, the more margins you have and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials and employees and distribution and borrowing money, of course, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days, y'all. From food to employees to systems, inflation is going crazy. So it behooves you, it'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance all at the same time. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. 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 Listen, family, Black representation in media is vital, okay? If we don't use our voice, we lose our voice in radio, television, print, etc. I remember listening to Arsenio Hall back in the day. I remember watching Oprah. I remember hearing these Black voices in media, and it made me always want to be a part of it. The next generation, however, of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. And in the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths, okay? I'm checking out NPR, and I believe they have the real. The hosts understand the assignment and are telling the real stories of the Black experience. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story, obviously, but now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I think I was on Clubhouse, and a guy says, I have 600 episodes of a podcast. I said, whoa, that's dope. I don't even, they could be 600 bad episodes. He could not, look, the 600 episodes could have been over the last 10 years. The 600 episodes could have been over the last 20 years. The 600 episodes could have no listeners at all. But the fact that he said 600, I'm like, yo, this, I can imagine the listenership. But you need to just accomplish something. Get to a certain number of episodes, 30. Go sell 100 of your books. You could, look, go sell 200 books. That's the number. That's the number. If you have a book, go sell 200 of them. Because now you could say in your bio, sold hundreds of books. You technically sold hundreds. We accomplished something. We accomplished something. Look, over the last 10 years, do you realize if you made $10,000 in a business, technically, according to some terminology, you have a six-figure business. You made six figures. You made $100,000. Now it's over 10 years, but You accomplished something. I'm just asking you to get to a certain mark that you can brag about. What is that mark that you can brag about? Throw it in the chat real quick. Throw it in the chat. What is something that you can brag about or something that you can aspire to accomplish that you can brag about? 600 is a good goal, absolutely. What can you accomplish right now, over the next 2 months? 10,000 smoothies sold. Woo, I like that. I like that. Buying my first condo. You are a real estate investor. If you buy your first condo, absolutely. Amazon bestseller, author, accomplished. I love it. 250 books. So you sold hundreds of books at 250. Closed on 5 mobile homes. You're an investor. 10,000 in flipping. I love it. I love it. We just have to set a number. Because once we start talking to these successful people, they see that you are an accomplished person. And accomplished people want to connect with accomplished people. Very rarely, and I've never seen it, you see a circle of friends that are hanging out at dinner. You got 5 millionaires and one not successful at all, like one poverty-stricken person. I've never seen it. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I just never seen it. I never seen like a group of people that's like super mixed, highly successful. Well, this morning meetup's dope because we have, we all have the same mindset, but I never seen like, cause we have some really successful people on the call and we have some people that maybe aren't like super successful, but everyone here has invested in themselves. So this would be the most diverse range I've seen. But in terms of a mastermind, a group of people that get together and hang out together, like a friend circle, I haven't seen it.
All right, listen, every single week, every episode, you hear me talking about themorningmeetup.com. It's the community. Let me show you what's happening here. Every single morning, Monday through Friday, there's 400 plus people on a Zoom call, right? We're learning, we're talking, we're growing together, and this is you. There's all these people here. It's all these people in the morning meetup. Hundreds of people reading books, growing. We get together quarterly. It's amazing. And for some reason, you just keep looking at, just go to themorningmeetup.com and get in the circle. And then you'll be like way happier. Just themorningmeetup.com. Let's get back to the episode.
I just have it. Not saying you don't have, you know, like friends from high school, things of that nature, but the point is successful people hang out with successful people. Basketball players hang out with basketball players. Entertainers, rappers hang out with rappers. Singers hang out with singers. Vegans got a whole network of vegans. Am I right? The Rooted Love? It's not like y'all the only vegans that you know. Like I know other vegans. And believe it or not, there are some people in certain parts of the world, they don't know any vegans. They're like, yo, who are these, like, what are these vegans that I keep hearing about? Because they're just not in that world. They're not in that world. So I need you to go accomplish something. Very, very important. Number four, I need you to prepare to add value in exchange for mentorship. Add value in exchange for mentorship. Just be prepared. If you're gonna network with successful people, be prepared to add value in exchange for mentorship. Believe it or not, Mr. Melvin Nunnery, which you guys will soon hear from him, he'll be on Friday. He actually sold a percentage of his company for $1.4 billion. You guys will meet him. One of the coolest people you ever meet. He'll be on the call Friday. And he said, hey, man, I want to build some, you know, I want some t-shirts for my company. So I work with my designer and I paid my designer for the t-shirts because I wanted to add value. We are friends now. I called Melvin to, hold on, let me give Jen some, Jen, you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely. So, we were calling Melvin to invite him to the call, right? And what did he say, Jen?
He went in on the advertisement for the commercials that you have on him.
He coaches for an hour.
Yes.
When I finally asked him, like, yo, would you be on the call? What did he say?
Why did you even call me with that? All you had to do is text me to tell me what time to show up and give me the link.
Yo, watch what happened. So he said, yo, he was building this like social media following. And I said, yo, I'm going to interview you, put you on the podcast. I guarantee. He's like, yo, I'm trying to get to 1,000 followers. And I said, oh, I got that. Is that what you're looking for? I got you. Say no more. So now I don't know where his following is now, but far exceeded that based on the interview we did. So now here's what's crazy. He said you need to get testimonials from your interviews. I said, what do you mean? From the people I interview? He said, yeah. He said, yo, there are so many people that are on your podcast that get opportunities because they were on your podcast. He said, I've invested in probably 3 or 4 companies, and I have partnerships with 3 or 4 companies that reached out to me because they saw the interview. I'm prepared to add value to these successful people. Now, some of you think, oh, well, Dave, you got your podcast popping. It literally just started moving this year. Keeping it honest with you. However, the practice was still the same. I have somebody on the interview. I record it. I take a clip out of something that they said that was amazing, and I post their bars on my page, and then they take it and then post it on their page. And a few of them actually took our interview clips and they put it on social media. I mean, put it on the Shade Room. Because my goal is to continue to add value to successful people, and that's how I've been able to build a successful network. And I'm probably one of the most least successful people in this successful network. And that's how it will always be. My goal is to always stay in the middle. I'm always gonna stay in the middle. I'm gonna have people that I learn from and people that I teach the stuff that I got from the people that I learn from. So I have these successful network of friends, and I learn there. But also there's a group of people that I always teach. So I have mentors and mentees. The best way to learn information is to teach it. And once I found that out, like when you guys get something from like this book, The Richest Man of Babylon, or you learn something from Nicole, your responsibility is to go out and teach it. One, because the best way of learning is teaching. If you start teaching these 5 laws of gold, you will learn them and know them and start to abide by them. But if you just gather information, you'll gather information, you'll eventually lose it. There's some things in school that you learned that you lost because you didn't go teach it to anybody. All right, the stuff that our kids are learning, for the most part, other than the new math, we learned it, but we forgot it. So we can't really help our kids with their homework because we haven't been teaching it. But teachers that have been teaching it, they know this stuff like clockwork. So once you start like teaching the little bit that you know about wealth, go teach it to your friends that have nothing, that have no idea what it is. And you'll stay stuck in the middle. And as you keep teaching, you'll learn it and you'll grow it and you'll put it into practice. And then you'll start accomplishing stuff because you're teaching people the stuff that you learn, and it gets embedded in you. And then your success network continues to grow. So I want to run them back and then we'll open up the call. Rid yourself of broke language. Rid yourself of broke language. You have to identify. You reading will help you with this broke language, because your language is a reflection of what's going on in your head. So it's not just about changing what we say, it's changing how we think. And if we change how we think, we'll change how we respond. What comes out of our mouth is only a reflection of the stuff that's going on in our head. So when you start arguing with somebody, that's a reflection of some stuff that's going on in your head. It's a reflection. So, yo, first off, I think Grant Cardone jumped back in this room, which is absolutely amazing. Hey, Grant, hold on. Let me, because I'm going to invite him to the morning meetup. Hey, Mr. Cardone, what's going on? Man, I am awesome. So right now I'm live on this morning meetup. Literally, I'm a morning meetup where hundreds of entrepreneurs gather every single morning, Monday through Friday, on a Zoom call. And this week, I'm interviewing really, really successful people. And there's literally 300 people on this call listening right now on the Zoom call. I would love to have you on the morning meetup.
Well, I don't see why we shouldn't do it. What took you so long to ask me?
Man, I was going to ask you yesterday, but you had to go. Are you free?
I got a car trying to T-bone me right now.
Oh, you want to jump on now?
I just messed up her day. She's angry. She's going to be angry the rest of the day at me now.
Oh, wow.
Her whole day just went down the tube just because of one person.
Did you just get in an accident?
No.
Got you. All right, yo, you got like 30 minutes? I can DM you the Zoom link.
Oh, no, I can't do it right now, bro. I'm going to a bank meeting.
I'm going to send you a DM on Instagram.
I mean, I'm going there to pick up like a couple $100 million. If you can replace that 200, I'm willing to show up for the meeting and keep the main thing the main thing.
Golly. You're the GOAT, man. You are the GOAT, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I look forward to getting to know you, David. So,
I got it, Dave. I got it.
All right, I will send you a DM. Thank you so much, Mr. Cardone.
Yeah, I just came by to listen to what you guys are talking about, how to network with successful people.
Absolutely.
That is a skill that people need to learn, and nobody's teaching it.
What will be some of your principles that you would give on networking with successful people? Because not everybody knows how to.
I can hear you. Grant's probably going through a bad area or something.
Oh, all good. Okay, hold on. Let me mute it. Okay, gotcha. Okay, all right, cool. Back to the show. Golly, that was awesome. Man, so listen. Morning meetup, you guys. We'll hear from Mr. Grant Cardone. I'm excited. That made my day. That really made my day. Okay, cool. So listen. Here's my four. Okay. Rid yourself of broke language. I'm telling you, they can spot you a mile away. Successful people can spot you a mile away with broke language. Okay. The can't, and I don't need to, and I know that already. That's one of the worst. The I know that already. You ever be talking to somebody and you're telling them some truths and they said, oh yeah, I already did that. Broke language. Because that's telling me that you are not growing, that you are not learning. Number two, don't talk about your ideas, talk about your execution, what you're doing. We don't want to hear the I'm about to's or what I'm getting ready to launch. Nobody's interested in that. It is not attracting anybody successful. The I'm about to, I got an idea too. I don't want to hear your ideas. Tell me what you got going on and ask questions on how to grow it. But if you haven't even started and you're still looking for approval, that is not something that's going to attract the success circle. Number three, I need you to accomplish something. You can accomplish something. 200 is the number. I don't care how small the product is. 200 is the number because you can put in your bio, I sold hundreds of books, hundreds of shirts sold. Next goal is thousands. And you don't need no network. You don't need no funnel. You just need to go grind. You need to go get it. You need to go do. You don't need anything but your own work ethic to go say hundreds of books sold, then thousands of books sold. If you invest in real estate, you get a property or two, you can put real estate investor and you can start talking about the stuff that you got going on in your real. It only takes one. To be a real estate investor, to start the process, to get around other real estate investors. Now, you might have one real estate property and you're talking to somebody who has 300 real estate properties, but you're both investors. There's a common thread there. You executed on something, they executed on something, and now you're a real estate investor. So now you can talk that talk and say, yo, you got 300 properties. I just got my first one. I'm going through this and that. They'll give you the game because you're in the game. But imagine saying, yo, I'm starting to think about getting into my first property. A real estate investor is not going to bring you in a network and mentor you or coach you. You got to start. You got to have some action. Number three, accomplish something. Accomplish something. So y'all got it. Number four, I need you to prepare to add value in exchange for mentorship. What is the value? So I'm not sure how I can help Mr. Grant Cardone, but I am prepared to add some value in exchange for relationship. And that's how you build a successful network. It's not gimme, 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 gimme. When someone comes to me and says they want to pick my brain, that just indicates that you are a very selfish person and you want to take my brain and pick at it. I'm not a science project. I'm not like a zoo animal. Let me just pick your brain and let me poke at you. No. At least add some value. I can respect the person that says, yo, I'd love to take you to lunch. Or how much is it to book a session? Or like let's just add a little value in exchange for mentorship. Okay, so that is the call. I have to go. I don't know, Jose, if you kind of moderate, because we got some people in the room. We are on themorningmeetup.com, themorningmeetup.com. Entrepreneurs that gather every single morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. And we've been doing it for years. So this is not something that, I love this because this isn't something that I started during COVID. This isn't something that I started over the last few months. We've been on here for 5 years, every single morning. It's been years, every single morning, cultivating a group. Now we have hundreds of people from all across the country that are on the call, but this is a success circle and we're reading The Rich Man of Babylon. So Jose, are you on the clubhouse room?
Yeah. You already know. Let's get
it. You want to hold it down, brother?
Come join the most amazing live mentorship and accountability group for entrepreneurs every morning.
Let's go.
The Morning Meetup. Do you have a business idea you need to get off the ground? Do you currently work a 9-to-5 and are looking for supplemental income? Come and network with like-minded individuals and take your business to the next level. Every morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with David Shand and friends. Try the Morning Meetup today for just $1. Head over to themorningmeetup.com. That's themorningmeetup.com.